Monday, July 21st, 2008. Rethinking the moves to be closer to Beijing. Would voters in Taiwan vote the same way today as they did on March 22nd? Some, especially in the business sector, are still hopeful. Others are still not clear. But already, surely, there are a considerable number of people who would vote differently. In the news, one sees government plans that were expected, many of which are not yet agreed to by China, and others that are not clear. Many more are about what is wrong for Taiwan or what should be done, but that has not had an impact on what the government does, and little political opposition is heard. In the run-up to the legislative and the presidential elections, Taiwan's economy was touted as being in poor health and deteriorating, although it was not as bad as it was made out to be. The economy has declined since the new government took over, but much of that was based on global economic changes and not so much government policies. Despite the rather large number of people concerned about having a pro-China government, the Chinese Nationalist Party, KMT, continues to move in that direction. In May, the government approved reforms allowing greater investments by Taiwanese financial firms in China. The Ministry of Economic Affairs is working on changes in cross-strait trade and economic ties, easing the cap on China-bound investment. That is the first step. Then, the government will list some restrictions that prevent companies in certain sectors, such as high-end semiconductors and liquid crystal displays, from investing in China before allowing Chinese companies to invest in Taiwan. President Ma Ying-jeou has said Taiwan should be more open and relax its rules on Chinese investment by Taiwanese chip makers. But Taiwanese semiconductor companies in China have reported losses. They say the market is not as big as they hoped. The Chinese government has abolished several tax benefits for Taiwanese business people, and that labor costs are now higher than in Thailand. More important, however, is the extent to which it will be acceptable to open Taiwan's expertise on the semiconductor industry to China. Taiwan is a world leader in the industry. With a large number of expert employees, it surpasses China now, but moving these experts and their knowledge across the Taiwan Strait could quickly change that. There is also the interest of the U.S. in controlling exports to specific countries, including China. At the same time, the Straits Exchange Foundation chairman is expected to pursue common party policy with China, though the timing is not clear. Should it be discussed, the purpose would be to create a free trade agreement, liberalize cross-strait trade, and develop an economic coordination system that will establish economic integration and help protect Taiwanese business interests in China. The latter would be similar to that of Beijing and Hong Kong and could cause problems within Taiwan. It seems that every day there are reports of Ma and other government leaders promising that more changes will be made toward China, mainly economically but also politically. Many of these ideas are being voiced by those who believe they will gain from the changes, but the government also believes moving closer to China would be best for Taiwan. But there are also reports that moving in that direction may not be best for Taiwan for a variety of reasons. At the same time, economic conditions worldwide are causing countries to tighten their own economic policies, including China and the U.S. Under these circumstances, is it wise to move forward and make agreements with China on matters that will be changing continuously? Commentary by Taiwan February 28th Movement Net Radio. We like to call international community to the attention of the fact that the U.S. and possibly many other countries has interest in controlling exports to some countries and particularly to China. The global community's tolerance of a pro-China regime in Taiwan highlights the problem of such control. For many security reasons, exports to a totalitarian communist country such as China should always be scrutinized and controlled. Taiwan, on the other hand, had been and will always be a friend to the West and a responsible global citizen. We are a democracy. We are a peaceful nation. However, only if the Republic of Taiwan possesses full sovereignty and recognized and admitted by international organizations such as UN and WHO, can Taiwan assist other countries, especially the U.S., in controlling exports to China. The pro-independence political constituencies and population of Taiwan are the real friends of the democratic states in the international community. Please support Taiwan's independence. Please support Taiwan's endeavor for UN membership. And most important of all, please email us of your written support at taiwant.org.tw. Again, that's taiwant.org.tw.